Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike, talking to Mark Evans. Mark Evans in the studio. He, along with Greg Nelson, are the voices of the Negaunee Miners. And Mark, it was a good game last weekend. Talk a little bit about Negaunee's game last weekend.
Well, it was an interesting game, to say the least. When you go against the third-string quarterback that does his best Michael Vick imitation, it can create some problems. And it did for a little while. I thought Negaunee did a real nice job of kind of recovering a little bit. Remember, they jumped out to a 14-0 lead almost instantly in that ball game, and Gladstone, to their credit, made it 14-13. And had Negaunee back on their heels a little bit, and the Miners blocked the extra point and really kind of took the momentum from there, really able to kind of keep this quarterback down a little bit by the time the second half rolled around. And you've seen it 1,000 times too, like I have, where sooner or later you're just going to break them down and beat them down and wear them down, and that's what we saw at the end of the game. So it was a good victory, I thought. You know, real solid. We saw a little bit of everything here, but the real benchmark, like you and Walt were talking about earlier this week, is going to be tonight.
It's going to be tonight when the Miners take on the Iron Mountain Mountaineers. Now, I have seen Iron Mountain. You have not.
Not yet. But I've seen the paper, and I saw the updated stats from this week, and I've seen Iron Mountain, because they look a lot like Negaunee does right now. They don't make a lot of mistakes. Statistically, the teams are very similar. Personnel-wise, they seem very, very similar. Really, the only thing different that I'm really noticing here is Iron Mountain's going to be willing to throw the ball around a little bit more than the Miners are. And it's going to be a typical Iron Mountain-Negaunee matchup. There is going to be great offensive line play. There's going to be great defensive line play. It's any other high school football game, Mike, and you know this as well as anybody. It's going to boil down to who makes the mistakes and who doesn't make the mistakes, and that's what wins championships, and that's what both these teams are looking at this year.
That's exactly correct, and that's what happened in the Ishmael game. That's where I saw Iron Mountain, of course, and Ishmael made one too many mistakes. Iron Mountain took advantage of it. They capitalized on it. And you know, Mark, when you talk about line play, I believe that Negaunee's going to win the battle at the line, and that's going to also be huge for the Miners.
Well, it's been the case so far, you know, throughout the course of the season. You know, we didn't really have to worry too much about it in week one. Week two was a very good challenge with Calumet. Last week, like I said, I think Negaunee's wore Gladstone down. Iron Mountain is traditionally one of these teams that plays very, very well at home. But Negaunee's pulled out some big victories down there over the course of the year. So we're excited about it. And like I said, this is going to pave the way for one of these two teams. I don't know if it's championship game or not just yet. There's a lot of football left to be played, but it's certainly going to give the winner the edge as far as the MPC goes this year.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And all the things you said, there's a lot of football left to be played, but they will have an edge. One other thing I want to mention about Iron Mountain, they've got Carson Wonders,
yep,
who is 6'5". He plays tight end. They split him out every once in a while. He's kind of like the NFL prototype of that the tight end is becoming nowadays. He'll be tight from time to time. He'll block. He blocks very well, but they'll split him out every once in a while, and he's going to be tough for those Negaunee Miner defensive backs because he's so tall.
Well, there's that, but you also got to be able to get it to him.
Yeah.
You know, and high school quarterbacks are an interesting animal. It doesn't matter if they're a freshman, if they're a junior, if they're a senior, it doesn't matter. They're just not developed into throwing that pinpoint pass just yet. Some of them are very good. Some of them are better than others. But you got to be able to get the ball there. And we see a lot of attempts with players like that. And I've seen them throughout the course of the years, many years, as a matter of fact, where they've got that one big kid out there either at a split or at a tight end. And the smaller DB actually sometimes has the advantage because of the direction and the angle that the throw is coming in. So all of that remains to be seen, and that's what's so fun about this sport, and that's what's so fun about Friday nights. Heaven only knows what's coming up here tonight.
One thing you do know is it's going to be a wild football game. It's always fun to go into Iron Mountain and play them. Mark, say hello to Greg when you see him, and have a great time tonight. It's going to be a blast in Iron Mountain.
All righty, we'll have it for you this evening.
Talking to Mark Evans, who along with Greg Nelson are the broadcasters for the Negaunee Miners, and they'll have the broadcast of the Miners Iron Mountain game right here on Sunny FM tonight. Also streaming live at sunny.fm.